Here is a diagram showing Taiwan during its Qing Dynasty period. Here is a diagram showing Taiwan during its Japanese sovereignty period. Territorial sovereignty has two components: the exercise of control and the legal ownership. Accordingly, beginning on this October date, the exercise of control component has changed. As the conqueror of Taiwan territory, the United States is the principal occupying power. However, the USA has delegated the administrative authority for conducting the daily operations of this military occupation to the Republic of China. During this same time period, it is helpful to do a more complete overview and review of the status of the Republic of China on the world stage. Beginning in 1945, some significant violations of international law occurred in Taiwan. The ROC's fundamental status in Taiwan remains as proxy occupying forces. Here we have added an additional column showing the ROC's diplomatic status from the U.S. viewpoint. Although the Republic of China was founded in 1912, the United States did not give it any official recognition at that early date. According to records of the U.S. Department of State, official recognition of the ROC as the legal government of China only occurred in 1929. This diagram shows Taiwan during its undetermined sovereignty period. This period is April 28, 1952, up to the present day. First, let's look at the exercise of control component of Taiwan's territorial sovereignty. Although the United States has the legal right to exercise administrative authority or jurisdiction over Taiwan, and Taiwan can be regarded as an insular area of the United States, this is different from saying that the United States owns Taiwan. Next, let's look at the legal ownership component of Taiwan's territorial sovereignty. On April 28, 1952, the San Francisco Peace Treaty came into force. Japan renounced all sovereignty over Taiwan, however, no receiving country was specified. In other words, Taiwan was not awarded to the Republic of China. Hence, after late April 1952, the ROC flag should not be flying over Taiwan. Most importantly, the ROC cannot be viewed as the legal government of Taiwan. From the U.S. viewpoint, the ROC's diplomatic status remains as the recognized government in exile of China. The ROC's diplomatic status, as viewed by the USA and indeed by most world nations, must be viewed as the unrecognized government in exile of China.